Good evening. For anyone that's been going to Twin City for at least a few months, you know that a couple of times a semester, the elders like to ask one of the older college guys to give a sermon. When Mr. Bain asked me a few months ago if I'd want to preach, I was grateful, but it also made me realize that my time at Twin City is coming to a close. I'll graduate in May, so in about 6 months, that's it for my time here at Twin City. And with a lot of reflecting I've done in the past couple months, while I'm up here, I just wanted to say a big thank you. I feel so loved and appreciated, and everyone here is so kind and welcoming. So I can make a list that goes on and on about the good things at Twin City, the good people. But while I'm up here, I just wanted to say thank you, and I'm very grateful for this opportunity to bring a message from God's Word. In today's day and age, people love to get by doing the least. I'll pick on myself for a little bit. As a student, there's many times where I ask myself, I look at my assignment and I say, what is the least amount of work I can do to pass this assignment? What is the latest that I can show up to class and not be counted absent? We can make this practical at work. What is the least that I can do to satisfy this task that my boss has asked of me? Or even really small things like reading. Nowadays, if you want to read a book, but you don't actually want to read the book, you can look up a summary, and in 5 minutes, you will read a whole book worth of stuff. Now, I'm not up here to preach about how reading a summary of a book is wrong, or how giving minimal effort in class is wrong, or whatever it may be. But what I want to talk about is this idea of bringing this bare minimum mindset into our spiritual life. So if we keep this mindset of just doing good enough, let's bring it over to church things and let's see if these sound familiar. What's the point of going to evening service if I went in the morning? I read my Bible Wednesday night, I read it on Sunday. What's the point of reading my Bible outside of church? What is the minimum that I can do to be saved? And they may not be these specific questions that we ask ourselves, but I think if we are honest with ourselves, at some point in our lives, we have all asked ourselves questions like these that come from a place of wanting to do the bare minimum. We're coming from a place that's asking, what is just good enough? How many of us here tonight are living as good enough Christians? See, being good enough may work at school, it may work in our day-to-day jobs, but it's not going to work when it comes to serving God. And that's what I want to talk about today. Good enough isn't good enough. When I say good enough isn't good enough, I'm talking about the type of Christianity that becomes this type of thing that's just checking a box. We're doing the bare minimum, and it's us asking, what is the least that I can do and still be okay with God? Instead of the question we should be asking, how can I grow more? How can I honor God more? And this is what leads me to my first point. God wants more than the bare minimum. How do we know that? How do we know that God wants more than bare minimum? Because Jesus never taught bare minimum discipleship. And we see this in Luke chapter 9, verse 23. Just a quick note, all the verses that I will be using tonight will be on the screen behind me, so I ask you to follow along. God wants more than the bare minimum because Jesus never taught bare minimum discipleship. And we see that in Luke chapter 9, verse 23. Then he said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. When Jesus calls us to follow him, he tells us to pick up our cross daily. Now, we hear that a lot, pick up our cross daily, but what does that actually mean? Well, back then, a cross typically had one meaning tied to it, and that was death. If you were seen carrying your cross, everyone could assume that your death was near. And that's the point that Jesus is making. When we follow him, it means that we are dying to ourselves. Our desires, our wants, our pride, our comfort, all of these things, we are surrendering control to Jesus. And how often does he ask us to do this? Daily. It's not easy to deny ourselves. We all want to do things our way. I want to do things Josh's way. And it's not easy to pick up our cross every single day and deny ourselves. But that's the type of discipleship that Jesus taught. That is what he wants from us. So Jesus tells us to deny ourselves. He tells us to carry our cross, which means that we are dying to ourselves. Jesus tells us to put everything that we want to the side. He tells us to follow him and not do what we would want to do. And he tells us to do this every single day. So I'll let you answer this for yourself. Did Jesus teach us to live a life that's good enough? I certainly don't think so. And if that's not clear enough, God shows us how he feels about bare minimum service. A few minutes ago, Mr. Reeves read Malachi chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. God shows us how he feels about bare minimum service. Malachi 1, 7 and 8. You offered defiled food on my altar, but say, in what way have we defiled you? By saying, the table of the Lord is contemptible. And when you offer the blind as a sacrifice, is it not evil? And when you offer the lame and sick, is it not evil? Offer it then to your governor. Would he be pleased with you? Would he accept you favorably, says the Lord of hosts. God wasn't upset that they weren't serving him, but God was upset that their service to him was so cheap. Let me try to drive this point home. Would we be embarrassed if we were in school or at work or we're in front of a coach and they caught us daydreaming? I think we would be. So why are we okay with letting our minds wander at church? How embarrassed would you be if everyone knew that you only talk to your spouse once a week? In this loving relationship that you supposedly have, everyone knows that you only talk to your spouse once a week. So why are we okay with only spending time with God once a week? This is what God is telling the people in this verse. So you wouldn't dare give this to your governor, but you'll give it to me? We cannot offer God something that we would be embarrassed to give to others and expect him to be happy with us and expect him to bless it. So I hope it's been made clear that God does not want us to have this good enough mindset. God doesn't want the bare minimum. He wants more. And along with giving God what he deserves, this is also what happens to us spiritually when we find ourselves trying to live a life that is simply good enough. When we tell ourselves this is good enough for God, there's two things that we are doing. One, we are falling short of God's expectations and God's will for us as his followers. And two, we are falling behind in our own faith. And this is where things get dangerous. So we just talked about how God wants more. God wants us to grow. So where does good enough play into this? Good enough is the enemy of growth. For this point, I want to talk about the different things that this good enough mindset can do to our spiritual lives and can do to our growth. Good enough creates a false ceiling. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. 2 Peter 1, 5 through 7. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. The first thing that is mentioned in this long list of things to strive for is faith. And I think there's a reason for that. God doesn't want us to stop at faith. The verse tells us that God wants faith plus knowledge. plus virtue plus self-control and X, Y, Z. The expectation that God has set on us is that we are increasing in our faith. When we aim to just be good enough, we are limiting how much that we can grow for God. By wanting to do the bare minimum, by wanting to get by doing good enough, we put a ceiling on our faith. We put a limit in this cap on our faith. And once we hit that ceiling, we just stop. We don't strive to get past it. We hit it and we say, hey, I've done what I can do. I've hit my ceiling. And we're okay with letting that stop us. And after that, we fall into this mindset that we have done enough. Is that what God wants? After this verse tells us all the things that God wants us to add to our lives, do we really think that God wants us to stop growing once we feel that we've done enough? We cannot let good enough create a ceiling and create a limit for our faith. Good enough resists transformation. We think of verses like Romans chapter 12, verse 2, that tell us, do not be conformed to this world. But it tells us to be renewed and transformed. But what does the Bible say about allowing ourselves to be good enough? In Proverbs chapter 1, right before verse 20, my Bible has a subtitle, The Call of Wisdom. And verse 22 applies perfectly to the point that I'm making right now. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 22. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? For scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. This is specifically in this verse, it's talking about wisdom and not wanting to grow in our knowledge. But we can apply this to our spiritual lives as a whole. God is posing a question for us. Why are you okay staying where you are? And that has applied to every single person in this room at some point in our lives. Why is it that some of us love being spiritually simple? Well, let's think about it. Why do some of us love staying where we are? Who here likes hard work? Who here looks forward to waking up early on Saturday mornings and putting on your yard clothes and going out and working hard? This past summer was my first summer that I've had an internship, so it was the first summer that my dad didn't make me work for his landscaping company, and I can attest that it was the best summer of my life. Nobody likes, well, very few people like doing hard work. Very few people look forward to doing this hard work. And it's the same thing when it comes to our souls. Being spiritually simple is easy. Doing the bare minimum and doing what's good enough is easy. So it's not that we can't go deeper in our spiritual lives. It's that we don't want to. We like coasting along. We like being simple. But at some point, God will look at us and ask exactly what he's asking here in Proverbs chapter 1. When we live simple lives with no growth, God asks us, how long are you going to stay where you are? How long are we going to be okay with doing the bare minimum and not striving for change? Our third and final point of the night. God didn't give us good enough. So why would we give it to him? See, when we settle for good enough, when we settle for this bare minimum mindset, we have completely misunderstood the heart of the gospel. God didn't look at us as his children and think, what will be just enough to save them? God didn't aim to be good enough. God gave us everything to change us and to save us. God gives us abundance, not bare minimum. We see this in Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. God gives us an abundance. God operates in overflow. We always hear this phrase, my cup overflows. And it's gotten to a point where we hear it so much that we just kind of treat it like any other thing. But what does that actually mean? Do we ever actually sit down and consider how much our cup overflows from the love that we get from God? Let's just think about today. What have we done today? God blessed each and every one of us with a new day of life. He allowed us to wake up and drive here. After that, we drove to our nice homes and our nice cars, and God blessed us with the opportunity to be back here tonight to worship Him again. God blessed us with this nice building. There are people in parts of the world that would die for a building like this to come worship God. God gave us this group of followers so that we may edify each other each and every day. God gives us mercy even when we don't ask for it. How many prayers has God answered that we barely believed in when we prayed for them? All the blessings that we have in our life are from God. And I think I've gotten my point across. With everything I've just said, these are just things that we saw today that God gave us. But does any of that sound like God is giving us His bare minimum? Does any of that sound like God is thinking, what is the absolute least that I can give to my children and that'll be good enough? Absolutely not. God operates in overflow. God gives us His abundance. We serve a God who delights in giving us more than we deserve. God has never once given us His bare minimum. So why would we give it to Him? God did not give good enough. He gave us His Son. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. But God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. We have all rebelled. We have all known the truth, and we still chose to reject it. We have all sinned against God. God knew this. He didn't send a prophet. He didn't send an angel. He didn't just send one second chance. But He sent His Son Jesus, the perfect Lamb. When we look at the cross, we're not looking at good enough. We're looking at a God who chose suffering. We're looking at a Savior who chose to come to earth to be mocked and spit on and beaten and crucified for us. And if you really believe that the Son of God went through all of that for us, then no part of us should be okay with living our lives as good enough for God. God did not give us good enough, so why would we give it to Him? Good enough is not good enough. As Christians, we should strive to live the best life that we can. No part of God's plan for us includes a mindset that teaches us to be good enough and to reach the bare minimum. And I hope that I was able to help us see that tonight. If there's anyone here tonight that has reflected on their lives, and you look at your life and you see that you've been living a life that is giving God the bare minimum, and you want to make a change, then we can help you. Or if there's anyone here tonight that has not been baptized, and you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and you want to be baptized into His death,